Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoints section. Arizona Republican Trent Franks is the latest in a line of congressional members who've decided to leave office in the wake of sexual harassment accusations and allegations. Last week also saw Democrats John Conyers and Al Franken announce they were quitting. With me to talk about that and what could be next is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, how significant is the Trent Franks departure, and how does it fit in with the pattern we're seeing of some members of Congress being called out for their past behavior?
I think what is really remarkable about that story was how unremarkable it was. I mean, if this had happened pre-Harvey Weinstein, just imagine what a bombshell it would have been if you had an Arizona congressman who, you know, had these kinds of accusations against him and was all of a sudden resigning. It just would have taken over the news, and it didn't. It didn't last week because it was unremarkable in a week where you had a U.S. senator on the very same day, Al Franken, who resigned, and then earlier in the week you had John Conyers. So you had three in the same week, and this after a slew of, you know, famous men, powerful men, all resigning. So it was amazing, the news, how it was unremarkable.
How about the different way in which people handled it? Franken resigned, but came out and sort of said, isn't it ironic when we have a president who's been accused of these things? Nancy Pelosi supported Conyers for a while, and then her Trent Franks pretty quietly just sort of is going away. He was going to try to hang on until January, and now he's not. What does that say about how things are going, the fact that people are reacting differently to how they resign or stay in office or whatnot?
Well, I think Trent Franks thought he could manage this, and so he came out on Thursday and announced that he was resigning facing an ethics investigation. And he told this little tale about how he'd been accused of, you know, being insensitive, talking about surrogacy. And I just in the newsroom, when we all heard that, we thought there's more to this. I think everybody did. Everybody was thinking that way. We were also thinking he's not going to last through the end of the month if he thinks that, because you already had Paul Ryan saying that these were credible allegations that are happening. And lo and behold, a day later, you had the details begin to come out, and Franks had to come out again and say, you know, I'm going to leave immediately. And I think he was trying to ride in the wake of Al Franken and hoping that news would overwhelm.
Well, tomorrow we've got the Alabama special election with Roy Moore, the Republican candidate, there's been a huge stir about accusations against him from a wide variety of sources that happened, a pretty long list of accusations against him. How significant do you think that election is in terms of giving us the tone of where the country is at, or is it just Alabama's a Republican state, and if Moore wins, that's probably why?
I think Moore has been badly damaged no matter what happens. If he wins, he hobbles in to the Senate. But what we did see last week was that Washington, D.C. was going to pay a price for these same kind of offenses. Up until then, you know, we had Donald Trump with more than a dozen women who had come out. And here, after that, he got elected president, you know. So he was, you know, he won and was rewarded in spite of. And so it looked like Washington might get a pass while other industries, the corporate boardroom, were all, you know, seeing powerful men fall. So anyway, so it looks like Washington is not immune to this. Roy Moore will be lucky to win. It'll be very close. And then we'll see what happens after that. But he is badly damaged.
If Moore wins, what are we going to see from Senate Republicans? Is there going to be more of a moral certitude related to Roy Moore, or is it going to be about politics?
Well, I think it already is about politics, because he wouldn't, you know, 10 years ago, he wouldn't be in the race anymore. He would have been forced out by now. So everything has become much more tribal in America. It's more of a power play anymore. It's just brute strength. You know, it's our votes against yours. And principle be damned. I mean, Donald Trump is president, and he's president after, you know, defying gravity. He committed 10 offenses that would have destroyed other candidates in earlier years. So
are we going to see, at least over the next cycle, where the parties are really digging in on this, where the Democratic Party, by virtue of basically kicking out one of their best fundraisers in Al Franken, have determined, okay, we want to be on the right side of this issue for now. Are we going to see Republicans deemed to be on the wrong side of this, especially if Roy Moore wins?
Well, I'm not sure the Democrats are fully there, because Kirsten Gillibrand, a New York senator, is taking a lot of heat for coming out against Al Franken, who had been her friend, and also for being critical of Bill Clinton, who had supported a number of her campaigns along with Hillary. Both parties are derelict right now. They're not standing up for principle thoroughly. It's going to be situational.
So what about the significance of Jeff Flake, the symbolism of writing the check to Roy Moore's opponent, Doug Jones? In fact, Mitt Romney, who, of course, was really critical of President Trump before he was president, is now coming out against Roy Moore saying, you know, victory is not worth this.
Well, you have men of principle, and I regard Jeff Flake to be someone like that, who will take a stand, and it takes a lot more of them. And we saw this in the McCarthy era. It finally took dozens and dozens of people finally finding the strength to stand up to him to put a stop to it. And I think ultimately it's going to take more Jeff Flakes. We need more men like him who are willing to stand on principle.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.